This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. Catherine Eban is with us, an investigative journalist, Fortune magazine contributor, and Andrew Carnegie Fellow. She's written for Vanity Fair, The New York Times, The Nation, and many other publications of note, a graduate of Brown University and Oxford, where she was a Rhodes Scholar. She lives in New York, and her book is Bottle of Lies, The Inside Story of the Generic Drug Boom. Many have hailed the widespread use of generic drugs as one of the most important public health developments of the 21st century, and today 90% of our pharmaceutical market is comprised of generics, the majority of which are manufactured overseas. But despite claims that these generic drugs are as good as the real drugs, Catherine, you have found a story that gives us pause. Why?
Yeah. Well, I began investigating the generic drug industry about 10 years ago when I got a call from, of all people, a radio show host named Joe Graydon, who said his program was just deluged with phone calls from patients who were complaining about symptoms after they were switched to generic drugs. He runs a show called The People's Pharmacy. So I began to investigate. And sure enough, I confirmed, you know, patients were having trouble with this. Doctors were confused. But I began to look at where these generic drugs are made. And the majority of them are manufactured in India and China, so about 7,000 miles away. The FDA says that they're regulated exactly the same. The standards are the same. What I found as I began to sort of infiltrate these plants and get whistleblowers in the industry and documents is that these manufacturing plants and companies are fabricating quality data, and that fabrication is quite extensive. So basically, they're submitting this data to the FDA to say, hey, our drugs are equivalent, they're the same, but some of that data on which they're basing approvals are invented. So that's really where my investigation began.
Are there some generics that are better than others?
Well, there are. I mean, there are certainly generic companies that are following all the rules. And as you can imagine, for drug manufacturing, the rules are very strict and need to be followed quite precisely. But there are other companies, and it's very clear from internal documents I've gotten and from FDA documents, that are absolutely violating these rules, inventing quality data. And, you know, the FDA is not catching this all the time. Part of the reason is a fundamental difference in inspections of plants that are overseas. And I'd love to tell you a little bit about that, which is in the U.S., when the FDA arrives at a manufacturing plant to inspect, they show up unannounced and stay as long as they need. But overseas, they are announcing their inspections weeks and sometimes months in advance, which means this is giving the manufacturing plants an opportunity to clean up, to stage inspections. In some instances, they have sent in data fabrication teams to alter documents and shred documents. They go in and they may clean up bird and lizard infestations at some plants.
Oh my.
And so this is actually a very widespread problem that most patients and even doctors are not really aware of.
You say patients are unwittingly consuming adulterated medicine, and obviously with unpredictable and sometimes life-threatening effects. How widespread is it?
Well, it is very widespread. So, for example, there has just been a major recall of blood pressure medicine, Valsartan and Losartan. Those are generic drugs, and they were found, the active ingredient was manufactured in China, and it was found to contain a carcinogen that is actually used in the production of liquid rocket fuel. Millions of Americans took those drugs, which have now been recalled. Probably some of your listeners have been on it.
Well, are there any types of drugs that are most prominent when it comes to generic use that you have information that would say, hey, you might not want to take this?
You know, it's really generics across the board. you know, some of my sources who I interviewed said that there is more concern with maintenance medications that you take day in and day out. But as an example, in my book, Bottle of Lies, I feature cardiologists from the Cleveland Clinic who discovered that their heart transplant patients were suffering organ rejection after they were switched to a certain generic immunosuppressant that the hospital had stopped supplying. But, you know, once the patients leave the hospital and they go to a pharmacy, then, like all of us, they're switched to certain generics.
Well, a lot of people take generic drugs for cost reasons, and they can't afford to spend what it would take to get medicine that is not generic. How can we get past that?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, we all need generics, and nobody can afford the brand-name drug prices, which just seem to keep going up and up. So what I have advised patients, and I actually have some information on my website for them, KatherineEban.com, is if you take a drug regularly, get to know who the manufacturer is. That name is usually on the dispensing label, or you can ask your pharmacist. And first try to figure out, is it working? Are you feeling strange side effects? And if it is working, then you want to try to stay on that manufacturer's drug. Because what happens is we end up getting switched from one manufacturer to another, often, you know, every time we go to a pharmacy. So you got to know the manufacturer. You can also do a little research about the manufacturer and what the FDA has found in their plants. So you can just do a Google search, FDA and warning letter and the name of that manufacturer, and try to get a sense of whether that appears to be a troubled manufacturer or not. But again, I have some detailed information for patients on my website, KatherineEban.com.
That's Eban, E-B-A-N, and
yeah.
The book is Bottle of Lies, the inside story of the generic drug boom. Well, I take a generic drug for cholesterol, simvastatin. I haven't really had no idea where it is manufactured, but I probably should based on what you're telling me.
Well, you know, most people don't think about it because the FDA has told all of us, you know, every generic is interchangeable with the brand, and the generics are interchangeable with one another. But, you know, doctors have become aware that actually this is not entirely the case, particularly doctors who prescribe what are called narrow therapeutic index drugs. These are drugs where precise dosing is really required. So cardiology drugs, endocrinology drugs, psychiatry drugs, you know, these require really precise dosing. And they've had, you know, as I report in my book, they've had trouble stabilizing patients who are switched to certain generics.
Can we be sure, Catherine, that brand names are safe, or do they have some problems as well?
You know, the active ingredient in all our drugs, whether they're brand or generic, are actually manufactured overseas in India and China. You know, so the issue that my book explores is what's really going on in these distant manufacturing plants, and is the FDA regulating them properly? But at the end of the day, we're pretty much at the mercy of the company that makes our final drug, right? Because they're the ones that have to test the active ingredient to make sure there are no carcinogens or impurities, to make sure that those ingredients are what they claim to be. So you're really left to the vigilance of that final company. So some of those companies are brand name drugs, and some of those companies are generic companies headquartered in India and China. And, you know, one of the things that I explore in my book is very different corporate behavior in companies with poor regulation.
Well, where is this going? Do you think there's going to be a resolution, or are we going to continue to have problems and perhaps even more pronounced ones?
Well, I think that this really requires legislation. So there needs to be some congressional action on this because we've really become dependent on foreign sources for medicine. You know, I mean, if you go to a pharmacy and you fill an antibiotic prescription for your kid, almost guaranteed it's made overseas. I mean, the U.S. makes almost none of its own antibiotics anymore. And you think about that, that's really a little perilous. The U.S. needs to make some of its own drugs. So I think there is a lot of running room here for Congress to get involved.
You note that these drug manufacturers are quite active politically.
Oh, yeah. And, of course, they've been quite active trying to knock down my book, Bottle of Lies. They don't like it too much. Yeah, I mean, there is a lot of pushback on this. But I think it's very important for Americans to know where their drugs are made and what's in them. So one of the things that I think we need is country of origin labeling.
All right, we do have to roll, but the book is Bottle of Lies, an important book, Inside the Generic Drug Boom from Catherine Eban. And signature support for Talk Louisiana comes from Brian Lowe Financial. Hopefully we'll make contact soon. We were unable to today with Brooks Claire Nader, the Baton Rouge Episcopal High graduate who's in the swimsuit issue of Sports Illustrated.